For this room, as part of our investigations tour, we'll hear from Met conservator Mecca Baumeister and Adriana Rizzo of the museum's Department of Scientific Research. They were charged with investigating the wall's original color as a guide for a possible reconstruction of the original appearance of this room.
It took a very extensive campaign of retrieving samples from the surfaces to be able to understand what the original polychromy of the room was when it was first painted. The first layer applied on the wood was a cream-colored layer, which was composed of lead white and calcite, and followed by a bluish-gray, but it was also pigmented with a pigment called Prussian blue.
And what was very interesting, because based on the components of lead white as a white pigment, Prussian blue as a blue pigment, and Van Dyck brown as a brownish pigment, you would expect that the original color is a bluish gray. And when we mixed the paints with these original materials, of course, that are available to us now, we realized that we will not get or we will not achieve this kind of greenish cast, the original paint has. And this is something Adriana measured with a color meter. And we had to add a yellowish pigment, and in this case we used yellow ochre, to achieve the greenish cast of the gray.
They realized that they had to supplement the mixture with a yellow tone in order to make up for the natural yellowing of the linseed oil in the paint.
Most likely the yellowing is due more to the medium than the shifting of the color of the Prussian blue.